You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. The town of Paradise, destroyed in last year's campfire, will make some decisions soon on how it wants to rebuild. As part of a class project, architecture students from Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo envisioned a redesign of the town and recently unveiled their finished proposals at a church in Paradise. But some in the rural community were hesitant about the contemporary designs. KCBX's Tyler Pratt was there.
Serena Law and her work partner, Raynell Del Campo, stand in front of a 3D model of a multi-story building. The plans for it are pinned up on the wall behind them.
We've designed a co-working center, which is essentially a flexible office space in hopes to help grow the entrepreneurship within a town.
It's open and contemporary, a style you see on all the other models and plans on display. A city hall, a health center, multifamily living spaces, a climbing gym, and a firehouse. And the theme in almost all the designs revolve around community, net zero energy output, and a lot of terracotta.
So terracotta was used because it's fire resistant, and so we wanted to use a fire resistant material for the exterior. While acknowledging that Paradise has a lot of nature, we wanted to use heavy timber for the interior structures.
In addition to materials, some students thought outside the box when it comes to being more prepared for the next wildfire, like Emma Peterson, who designed a modern-looking single-family home on hydraulics that can go underground.
Like, imagine an elevator. So essentially there's pistons under the ground, like cylinders, and the cylinders will sink into one another and take the house with it, and it would be remote controlled.
Which sounds expensive.
Although it would be more costly, I think the benefits of saving your house and all your possessions outweigh the cost of the hydraulic system.
It's probably going to cost more than what the median income people can afford in this community. This is not a high-income community. It's a lot of people are on fixed income, like myself.
That's Harry Poshman. He's from Magalia, just up the road, another town that suffered in the campfire. His house was fortunately saved. He says this is a community that is proud of its heritage.
And the heritage was a bunch of miners coming up here, and they needed a place to live. They say, well, that looks like a nice piece of property. I'll chop that tree down. I'll build a house out of it. I'll live in that house.
What Poshman is getting at is that Paradise was created as a rustic mining town without a lot of city planning.
And so consequently, the roads go off in nowhere, and they dead end all over the place. The town likes it, except when you got an emergency evacuation like we just had.
The Cal Poly students are basically doing city planning, focused on creating a walkable, community-oriented downtown. City officials and residents were invited to see the final designs Monday, and they sparked plenty of discussions about what the future of a town almost completely wiped off the map by wildfire would look like. And no one is sure how to move forward.
Certainly isn't the vision we've had here of Paradise. This is way metropolitan and way corporate. It seems foreign to me. That's my opinion. It's beautiful. I like it.
Clyda Flanders, like thousands of other Paradise residents, lost everything in the fire. She's been living between shelters and motels for the past 5 months. She called her former house the miner's cabin.
It was like living in a little piece of history.
It's never going to be the same. And people's visions are, you know, for the super rich. This is super rich stuff. You know, my fear is I'm going to rebuild and then I'm not going to be able to afford to live here.
What do we do with the overgrowth?
Kelly Connor also lost her home and business. Standing before a model of a proposed rebuilt downtown Paradise, she talks with a city council member about how the town is now a blank canvas.
How do we protect the people that do come back? And how do we help them to be safer?
And Connor takes her time talking to all the students and looking at all their designs. And at the end,
it's new, upgraded thinking for what forward thinkers are looking at. I think we can adopt a lot of it. We may have to put a little touch on it to make it feel a little more like our town, but only we can do that.
And for students like Zoe Fox, she says it's fine if the library she helped design or the downtown they envisioned is never built. For her, the experience was about
creating a space that is for the community, that does emanate the spirit of Paradise. Creating a space that could be the future for them. We're just trying to give them hope.
Paradise is still in cleanup mode, and there's a lot more to do. City officials are tasked next week with making a plan to begin rebuilding Paradise. It's something not many cities have had to do before. The town may or may not use the students' designs, but they will be free and available to the Paradise community online at a later date. Reporting in Paradise, California, I'm Tyler Pratt with KCBX News.